So Richard, congratulations after all the kind of ifs and buts. I mean, how good does that feel now?
It does feel good. Like I said to you, we've been hanging on and hanging on in there all season, really. We sort of, a couple of times we went into playoff places, and then the next game we draw or we lose, and then we got knocked out of it. So to get there, and we've had to do it hard way. Like I've said to you, the games we've had, we had them horrible eight games that was the defining point of our season. And then when off the back of them, we just had to keep trying to win football matches. So, you know, we've made it difficult for ourselves, but we've got a group of players there that have got the attitude that, you know, a game is 95 minutes long to them, and you have 95 minutes to win a game of football. It was a bit nervy today. You've seen the lads first half, they're just a little bit nervy. I just said to them at half time, just calm yourselves down, just try and play, just pass the ball to each other, you know. So, you know, it's great. There was a spell there, second half. I think we were 2-1 up, and I think Macclesfield were 1-0 down at the time, I'm not too sure. But I just turned around the lads on the bench and said, listen, if we don't make it now, it's because it's not meant to be. It's nothing to do with football or anything. There's 20 minutes to go. There'd have to be such a big, massive turnaround. I just said to the lads, listen, if we don't make it now, it's because it's not meant to be, not because of football or any other reasons.
And you say, you know, you've shown character time and time again this season, and shows up the character of your squad again to do it again today.
They've had to do it again, and they were not happy with each other at half time. They had a little bit of a fallout with each other at half time because they felt they could do better. But the reason they fell out because they know they could do better. And second half, we've actually played some good football at times. And it was, you know, it's good to get there. We set out at this, it's like I've said to you before lots of times, at the start of any season, the minimum you aim for is playoffs. Your goal really is to go up automatic, but if not, then you take what you can take to get in the playoffs. Come on, this is Eastleigh Football Club in the Conference Premier, and they're now in the playoffs. I think we've lost 12 games all season, haven't we? We've lost 12 games out of 46. You know, let's put it in realistic terms. You know, if we'd have said, if I'm at the end of my third season now, if I'd have turned around and said to you all when I first came to the club, you'll finish fourth in the Conference Premier by the end of the third season, you'd have probably gone and got somebody in a white jacket to cart me off. But we've done it, and you know, we've put a good group of players together. And it's not just about putting good players together. You've got to put good players together with a work ethic. There's lots of good players out there that don't want to work hard. We've got some good players here that want to work hard. And you know, we go out the playoffs, we'll see what happens. And all we can do is try and play well for two more games. And then hopefully if we get through them two games, with an aggregate score, and we win the tie, then you know, it gives us a chance in a one-off game.
And I think I've said this before, but what do you think when you look back your first game against Maidenhead? I think 300 fans there, and sort of over 4,000 there this afternoon. What do you think then?
It's great, isn't it? It's fantastic. But you look at the changes then. But you look at the changes. You've only got to look at the changes to the ground from then to now. Changes in personnel on the pitch, just the whole facilities, the training, everything that we do, it's worlds apart. But you know, when the chairman said to me that he wanted to take the team to full-time training, I told him this is what it would take. To be fair, he put his hand in his pocket and done it. So it's just a massive change at this football club, you know, and our supporters must be pinching themselves, you know. To have a team going into the playoffs in the Conference Premier, and that day 300 people here. You have to remember, some of them 300 are from Maidenhead as well. You know, so it's good news. It's good news all round, and it's a good news story as well. And we don't need now, and it's my job to make sure the players that don't think the job's done. We need to go and try and win the two legs, or and an aggregate score, as I say, over the two legs with Grimsby. And you can't pick or choose who you'd play in the playoffs, but you know, it's a tough one. It's going to be a tough tie for us. They beat us twice this season. It's going to be very tough. You have to remember, in the second leg going up there, it's going to be a full house up there. So I don't know, you could bank on them being, I don't know, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 up there. So it's going to be a bit intimidating up there as well for us. But, you know, we're there on merits. We've done it. We've actually done it our way. We've not had to rely on anybody else. Whatever happened today, didn't matter if Macclesfield had won 10-0. It didn't matter if they had won 12-0. We've done it on our own merits.